From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, reaction to the fraternity scandal at the University of Oklahoma from protesters and residents in a northwest Dallas neighborhood. And the mayors of Dallas and Fort Worth sit down in Austin to discuss how much power local government should have. First, our wet winter has helped loosen the drought's hold on North Texas. The National Weather Service has released a new drought map, and with it comes good news.
The drought monitor, which is how a lot of people monitor drought, has improved significantly.
That's Victor Murphy with the National Weather Service.
We have seen above normal rainfall so far this year. January and February of 2015 were the first back-to-back months of above average rainfall or above average precip for DFW since March and April of 2012.
Murphy says seven counties have moved out of the extreme drought category. That includes Rockwall and Collin counties in eastern Dallas County. Although drought levels have generally improved, Wichita Falls is still facing a record dry spell. The city began treating wastewater last year to bolster its supply of drinking water. Murphy says Wichita Falls is experiencing its worst drought since 1900. Tomorrow morning at 8:20, the Friday conversation will dig a little deeper into the state's drought outlook. A small group of protesters carried anti-racism placards and walked up and down the street in the northwest Dallas neighborhood where Parker Rice lives. He's one of the young men who was expelled from the University of Oklahoma earlier this week for leading racist chants in a video that's now gone viral. KERA's Dwali Sankantow was at the protest last night and has this report.
Some demonstrators wore ski masks to hide their faces while raising their signs in the air. Others with children in tow followed behind quietly in solidarity. Dominic Alexander is founder of the Next Generation Action Network, the group that organized this protest.
This didn't just start at OU campus. This was taught to him.
Alexander says he wants the Department of Justice to investigate every Sigma Alpha Epsilon chapter to ensure that African Americans will not be harmed. In the video, Rice is heard using the N-word and chants about lynching.
19 years old, he was taught that. He was taught the history and he was taught how to keep on hating in spite of it all, in spite of whatever the strides that America has made to make everybody equal, to bring everybody together.
Ashley Green is not a member of the protest group, but she drove 20 minutes from Carrollton to support the demonstrators.
It's really not okay for anyone to express those sentiments. Myself, I was in a sorority and I've experienced similar things as to what I saw on that video, and I think it is a problem. It's a much bigger problem than Parker Rice and his family, this neighborhood, this street.
On the street, neighbor Stacy Moretta was watching from a few houses down.
Yeah, it's a few houses away. His community is my community, and we couldn't be farther apart.
She says she hasn't been able to sleep since all this started over the weekend.
I have four children. One is African American, one is half and half, one is Hispanic, and one is white. And I watched that video, and that was my child he was chanting about.
One of her children, 14-year-old Olivia, says she couldn't believe it because they know Parker Rice's little brother.
I don't even know what to say about it. It was really surprising to me that people haven't found it in their hearts to see that this is so wrong.
But another neighbor, Mike Schutz, saw it differently. He's an alum of Jesuit Dallas, the same school Parker Rice graduated from.
The fact that the Jesuits even brought into this thing disgusts the hell out of me. The fact that they're dragging his parents into this disgusts me. Let's just concentrate on this person that made the mistake. To hear somebody say that, and you know, it's like, I don't get it.
He says Parker Rice was just trying to be the ringleader, the funny man.
It's just ignorant that he would say it, whether he feels it or not. The fact that he would say it, to me, that's where a lot of the ignorance comes out.
A candidate for the Dallas City Council District 8 seat, Eric Williams, was at the protest too. He suggested forgiveness, not punishment.
We all need forgiveness. And I think that this young man unfortunately did something that was really stupid, but I don't think he should be penalized forever for his actions. He's already been expelled from school. His family is being protested out in front of their home. That's enough. We need to think of creative ways for his redemption process and healing process to begin.
He adds, Rice should volunteer in the African American community to learn more about how people live outside his neighborhood. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.
Texas cities have banned everything from plastic bags to fracking to texting while driving, and that has some state lawmakers wondering if local governments are overstepping their bounds. This morning, Evan Smith of the Texas Tribune asked Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price and Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings about governing a city without running afoul of the state.
Are the people who represent Mayor Rawlings, your community of Dallas, in the legislature who are pushing back on you, having control over your fate, are they wrong? Can you see their side? What's going on here?
Well, I see kind of three areas that this is going in. One is a broad issue about how much, you know, kind of a mother may I legislation. Don't do anything unless you ask permission.
Right.
Okay. Second part is on specific issues, fracking, tree ordinances,
right,
whatever the texting, whatever the issue du jour might be. And the third issue has to do with revenue, okay? Mm-hmm. And there are there's different logic behind each of them, and we should talk about them.
Mayor Price, I hear a version of this conversation happening state to federal that seems very different from the conversation happening state to city. So the state says, we don't want one size fits all from the federal government. We don't want the federal government to restrict our ability or restrain our ability to differentiate. We don't want to be told that we all have to fit under the same umbrella. But when it comes to the cities wanting to have that same ability, it seems like the state has a different disposition.
I think that's true. I think that the state's being a bit hypocritical here. I agree with Mike on a lot of things. I come at this a little bit different. You know, we're home rule cities, and the legislature created home rule cities, and they've been very successful. They are the economic engines that drive the state. And local, obviously, partly from my background, but local property taxes are, you know, we set the rates with our citizens' approval.
Right.
And we spend the money with their approval. And we see them in the grocery store. We see them everywhere out and about. And
right,
if they don't like what we're doing, they'll tell us at the election every 2 years, or they'll come to council.
Or they'll come to your house. One of the things.
Or they'll come to your house.
The office of mayor is the most pure form of direct democracy.
That's
right?
Correct.
They knock on your door if they don't get what they want.
But it's called home rule for a reason.
Right.
Because it's close to the people, and people are there. The state has always been our partner. We partner with our own highways. You know, they fund part of education. The cities can collect traffic fines for them and
right,
red light cameras. We put up part of the right of way on state roads and a lot of the work. And so we want to continue to partner with them, but we want to continue to maintain that local balance that our
right,
citizens expect and elect us to make those decisions.
The mayors also discussed the possibility of high-speed rail, the future of Uber, and whether they support open carry. You can watch video of the entire discussion at kerinews.org. Fans of Dallas Cowboys superstar DeMarco Murray might only get to watch the record-setting running back next season when he's playing against America's team. Murray's expected to sign a deal with division rival the Philadelphia Eagles. Sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter and Chris Mortensen, the 5-year deal is worth $42 million. Murray helped the Cowboys win the NFC East title last season, breaking Emmitt Swift's franchise record by rushing for 1,845 yards. He also set a league mark with 8 straight 100-yard games to start the season. For the evening, mostly cloudy skies or slightly overcast, a 30% chance of rain with a low around 49. Tomorrow, cloudy, a 20% chance for showers with a high near 66. And tomorrow night should be mostly cloudy, again a 20% chance of rain with a low around 53. It's currently 68 degrees in Dallas, 69 in Fort Worth, 60 in Tyler, and 74 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.